Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today's Monday, 27th of February, and mostly cloudy morning on 23 degrees Celsius here in Auroville, and today we can expect cloudy this morning, then periods of clouds and sun this afternoon, and mostly cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 23 to high of 30, with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds still kind of powerful from northeast at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is still new, illuminated on 99%. Today at 4 p.m. at Bavishiate, Bharat Nivas, the new building behind the auditorium, a Varuna team invites us for a presentation and question and answer session with Varuna team with topics: presentation of solar power plant project in the industrial zone, general update on the developments of the Varuna activities since the last general meeting, especially the desalinization plant project, presentation of the long-term vision of Auroville's electricity and water management system, of which the solar power plant and desalination plant are part, an update on figures concerning the energy in kind, electricity scheme, and outlook for the future. Tomorrow it's a birthday of Auroville, so meditation in Matre Mandir will be at 5 to 6:30 a.m. in the Matre Mandir Amphitheater, a collective meditation with Downfire. Entrance from the second Banyan Gate open from 4:15 to 4:45 only. And in the evening at 5:30 p.m., Sunil Savitri music at the Amphitheater, entrance from the office gate at 5 p.m. Otherwise, we are invited by Auroville International members to join in creating Auroville symbol in the international zone after the birthday bonfire at 7:30 a.m. That would be between International House and under the Tibetan Pavilion. And they are hoping that as many different nationalities as possible will join them in creating a universal image representing Auroville's aspiration for human unity. Within program Art for Land in Unity Pavilion, successful auction is finished, but we still have few things going on. Today, this morning, Mudra and Navarasa, Nine Emotions, workshop by Devasmita, and from 3 to 4 p.m. presentation by Wasteless. At 7 p.m. Rhythms of Joy, dance performance by Devasmita and Madhumita. And tomorrow, 28 at 5 p.m., closing and celebration of the Art for Land exhibition with solo performance by Nadaka. All these programs are fundraising programs for the Auroville land. And on tomorrow, on Auroville birthday, 28, the Fertility Garden Kitchen is being opened in Sustenance Farm. This will also be a center for toxic-free, conscious food, food material, value addition produced, and in spiritual way, and cooking classes as well. All are cordially invited to grace the occasion too, and to participate in inaugural function, so you're invited to come and grace the occasion and give your blessings. And it's also at the same time an appeal, an opportunity to visit the Sustenance Farm, because this farm started in 2009, and the actual production was started in 2011 onward. On Friday, 3rd of March, we are invited to CAT 11 at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. And they are saying the first two of sessions in March and April starts with a presentation by four Auroville students, by Aloya, Amara, Lila and Tara, who will share the children of Auroville vision on education based on a questionnaire across schools, followed by interactive process and exploration. On the sharing of resources, on the equality and variety of subjects, on the student voice. On Saturday, 4th of March at 8 p.m. at Kalabumi Amphitheater, we are warning not to watch. The Office of Progress has been made aware of the presence of a subversive theatrical production, so do not watch this performance. Subversive material, title Citizen One. Citizens are advised to avoid this performance at the following coordinates: Kalabumi Amphitheater. Because you are at risk of being reprogrammed, And you are also warned not to look at the graphic material posted along with the announcement. On Saturday, 18th of March, from 4 to 8 p.m. at Saucho Building in Bharat Nivas, International Women's Day celebration with Mira Women Group, along with Auroville residents and surrounding villages. And the program will include colon competition and dance performance. Litter Free Auroville 2017 is planned to be held from 17th of March to 9th of April, and they still need volunteers to prepare for the event, and they are calling for creative people and artists to participate in its exhibition Reforming Waste in Kala Kendra. So the way to participate, you can be with already made art and design pieces in which is present the waste, or participating there in the workshop during the period where they will collect different materials to have a common experience reshaping and giving life and beauty to the waste. You can contact them on 763-906-5609. And here's also an interesting announcement from the water group. We are invited to send our photograph that best captures the Auroville water essence. And we can send it to watergroup@auroville.org. But we have to remember, the photographs must be in JPEG, GIF or PNG formats. Submissions are due by March 15 and the winner will be decided by March 22nd, World Water Day. The chosen image will be the main image that the water group used to communicate with the wider community, with full credit given to the photographer. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was screened Building Matrimandir, Labour of Love, 1971 to 2008. And at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian drama The Mourner, made in India in 1993, directed by Kalpana Lajmi. Tomorrow, Potpourri drama My Father and My Son, made in Turkey in 2005, and by writer and director Sagan Irmak. On Wednesday, culture movie, ballet, Romeo and Juliet, with Kenneth McMillan's ballet, made in UK in 2012 and directed by Rose McGibbon. The mother wrote, "In the divine sight, principles and desires are one and the same thing. Principles are whims of the mind, just as desires are whims of the vital." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.